T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
3 o'clock hour here on a Friday. Hockman and Crowder program. A lot of people texting in. I find this stuff fascinating because I told you last hour, Solana's in Puerto Rico with his girlfriend. The subway there has pasta, and it says new pastas. A couple of the texts that we got, Pollo Tropical in Puerto Rico has arroz con grandules. What is that, Stephen?
Not too sure.
Grandules?
I feel like I've heard the word, but I don't know it off the top of my head.
Somebody else texts in, Dairy Queens in Texas have tacos. Somebody points out via text that BK at one point, Burger King had hot dogs. You remember that? Like, yes. They do try to regionalize stuff. I was telling Steven during the commercial break, I was up in Maine one summer, and the McDonald's there had the McLobster sandwich because fresh lobster is so plentiful in, you know, Maine and Boston. And so they made, you know, lobster rolls, and they would sell them at McDonald's, the McLobster roll. And it happened to be delicious. So they do regionalize this stuff. But pasta, that's the part, like, it doesn't, like, tacos at Dairy Queen in Texas make sense. There's a huge Mexican population. That makes sense. You regionalize it. I'm not understanding the pasta in Puerto Rico. that's the disconnect I'm having.
Like, sounds like something Solana would make up.
Yeah. No, I have the sign. Like, it's on the side of the building. It's huge.
Maybe, I'm a little confused. Maybe they saw a gap in availability. You know, like Subway's sitting there, the owner's sitting there, and like, hey, there's no pasta place for 20 miles around me.
Maybe.
Let's do some pasta.
Maybe.
That's corner of the
because they have the sauce for the meatball subs. You know what I mean? They've got the marinara sauce for the meatball subs. So I guess it's just boiling up some pasta and boom. And they've got bread, obviously, because they bake bread all day. So you could easily turn that into garlic bread, because the picture that Solana sent had a little side of garlic bread on it. So maybe it's just an easy addition. I just don't know how much it sells, though, you know, because you're not taking pasta home from Subway. I mean, you would eat it there, but how many people eat inside the Subway? I don't know.
Hawk, I'll tell you, I saw the picture the same one you saw. The line wasn't like Orlando White Castle. It was a little dead at the pasta Subway. It was.
That is true. All right, so Steven Preciado is filling in for Solana today. Let's get headlines here to start out the 3 o'clock hour with Steven. Oh, and it's 305.
It's 305.
Dale. Let's go.
Dale. Bless. Dale.
Arroz con guandales, people are texting in, is Puerto Rican rice and beans. So there you go.
All right, your Miami Marlins. They swept the Arizona Diamondbacks after winning last night 3-1. It's the first series sweep of the season. Our guy, Gimme Yimmy, got the save.
Yeah, Gimme Yimmy. We love ourselves some Yimmy Garcia. Best closer in baseball.
We love some Yimmy Garcia and some Jimmy Garcia.
Yeah, Jack. We sure do.
The Marlins take on the Milwaukee Brewers tonight. 7:10 first pitch. Trevor Rogers will be on the mound for the Marlins.
Yep, T-Raj, dude's dealing. He was NL Rookie of the Year, NL Rookie of the Month last month, and hopefully that'll continue. Let me see what the line is here on the on the Marlins game. Actually, Lee Sterling is going to join us in the next segment, see if we can get a pick from him on the Marlins game. But the line is Marlins are a favorite, minus 135. So that is your Trevor Rogers effect. Over-under on strikeouts for T-Rodge, 7.5. It's a lot of strikeouts there.
Ooh.
All right. All right, what else you got, Steven?
Miami Heat, they take on the Minnesota Timberwolves tonight at 8 p.m. So that's a 6:45 pregame show with Zaz and Tommy Tighe. The Heat, currently, they're sitting at 7th in the standings. Well, technically, they're 6th because they're tied with Boston. But pretty much every game at this point is important because they're only a game back from the 5th seed and 2 games back from the 4th seed.
Yeah, let's see what we got here. Heat are 6.5-point favorites at home tonight against the T-Wolves. We'll get a pick in the next segment from Lee Sterling on that one as well.
And also Tyler Hero and Victor Oladipo are out. And as of right now, I think Jimmy's day-to-day. I don't know if he's been ruled out yet, but
He's questionable. So Ira Winderman at the Sun Sentinel, he tweeted out the 130 injury report has Jimmy Butler listed with an illness listed as questionable. So we'll find out. I think the next injury report is 5:30, so maybe around then.
And the Florida Panthers, they take on the Tampa Bay Lightning tomorrow at 7 p.m. Doug Plagans will have your call on 560 The Joe WQAM. Very important couple games coming up as the Panthers and Lightning are fighting for the, you know, home ice in the first round.
Yeah, that's going to be real fun. There's going to be a playoff atmosphere. I'm going to the Panthers game tomorrow. There's going to be a playoff atmosphere there at the BB&T Saturday and Monday, which will be the final game of the regular season. And then you'll get to the playoffs, which more likely than not will be the Panthers and the Lightning. I think that's almost certain. And so this is like a dress rehearsal. So there could be the potential, if the first series would go 7 games, could be the potential that you're going to get the Lightning for 9 games in a row.
Best of 9.
I mean, you want to talk about the fight that you saw at the beginning of that game the other night, Crowder? I mean, you might see that in any series that ends up being 9 games. I mean, dudes can end up hating each other by games 4 or 5. So.
Got to be a fight then. You done been hitting me and pushing me. And
that's going to be chippy.
We got to settle this.
I haven't been to many Panthers games, but I went to one against the Hurricanes, and they hated the Hurricanes, so I can only imagine how much they hate the Lightning.
Yeah, Lightning, I mean, that is a great rivalry, the Panthers and the Lightning, and the Hurricanes obviously had the Panthers' number for most of the season, but it'll be fun. Fun to get some playoff hockey down here, man.
Talking about playoff hockey, what was the Rangers? You took me to that. Yep. Was my first hockey game, and it was playoffs, which just ruined my life because I thought every hockey game would be that intense. But it was Subban, wasn't it? The guy was like, I can't stand him, and I'm not even on the ice. He just walking. He was just skating around, bumping people, slapping
PK Subban?
Yeah, he was just like hitting his stick against their skate the whole time, like leaning them into the wall. I was like, God, I can't stand this dude already, and I'm not even down there. Yeah,
Wait till that playoff hockey goes 7 games, man. It gets chippy and fun. I'm excited.
John Tavares. For what he did against the Panthers.
yeah, absolutely, as you should. As should all Panthers fans. All right, anything else, Steven?
I don't even know him.
I didn't add this on headlines, but I was wondering if you guys saw the video yesterday from the Floyd Mayweather, Logan Paul face-off.
No doubt.
Our very own Brendan Tobin starting it up.
Yes.
Stirring it up with the questions.
I have to tell you, it's a fighting maneuver to grab someone's hat. That's what Jake Paul did. Got your hat, which is funny as hell, man. Got your hat is one of the funniest call outs to a fight that you can hear. I loved that. That is one of the greatest troll jobs. He is standing across, and I don't like the Paul brothers. That dude is standing across from maybe the greatest boxer in history. Grabs his hat, yells, got your hat, and runs away. I mean, that.
Did you see what he did afterwards? Like, he clearly planned that all out because, an hour later, he was selling hats.
Yeah.
Got your hat.
Yeah. That's how they know social media, man. Those Paul brothers know social media.
$25 for a hat that says, got your hat. And they're going to make money off of it. Yeah.
Funny as hell.
And for weather, like I said, my phone is not working. So I'm looking out the window. It is partly cloudy outside.
Maybe Jimmy. Does Jimmy have a weather? Does Jimmy have a more accurate weather update? Jimmy, you got a weather update?
It is 90 degrees. with a feel of 100.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Look at that. He had an actual accurate weather report.
Well, I think I'm going to start going
to Jimmy. I don't know if it's accurate.
I
don't know if it's accurate or not.
Steven, who's your provider? Because it's been an hour now. You don't have still don't have reception?
Well, it's not that. It's just my phone is old, man. It goes really slow. I don't like it's about to blow up one of these days.
Gracious.
All right, fair enough. Lee Sterling is going to join us in the next segment. Lee Sterling, sports handicapper, and we'll get some picks from him. Before we get to Lee, have you outgrown your current home and you're looking to buy or sell right now? Or are you looking for a new commercial property for your business? I've got a solution for you. You got to call Dustin Feely and his team at the Dustin Feely Group. When you hire a real estate agent, you need an expert that'll handle the staging of the property and marketing it, line up a title company, help you find the right mortgage, and so much more. The Dustin Feely Group will help you make your buying or selling experience a pleasurable one. And no one sells a home faster. And they also have a buyer satisfaction guarantee. So when you buy a home with the Dustin Feely Group, if you've got to move within 24 months, they'll buy it back. Or they'll sell your home at no charge. That's a great deal. And with special programs for renters, they can help you reach your dream of home ownership so you stop throwing your money away. You start building your own equity in your very own home. You're not wasting your money on rent. They handle properties in all counties, so it doesn't matter where you live now or where you want to move to. His team will find you the right property for you and your family, and his team will go the extra mile to make it a reality. So call 855-520-HOME. That's 855-520-HOME. And don't forget to listen to the Dustin Feely Real Estate Show every Saturday, 8 a.m. on 560 WQAM. Find out everything you need to know to make that buying or selling experience a pleasurable one. Follow them on Facebook and Instagram as well at Dustin Feely Group. All right, we'll talk a little sports gambling. We'll get some picks for the weekend. Lee Sterling will join us next here on Hockman and Crowder.
This is the Hock and Crowder Show.
Gimme, gimme!
Garcia!
Hock and Crowder.
I've been walking these streets so long, singing the same old song. I know every crack in these dirty
signs. That's our song for Lee Sterling. I don't know why, but it just, it's been like a year now, and we don't question it anymore.
Well, don't question Lee. Why are you going to question Lee? That's Lee Sterling.
That's right.
Come on.
I've been on a heater, though. Yeah. I have been on a heater. Maybe I should be giving advice. We've had a nice little run. All right. Well, and we didn't have Lee on last week. I think it was the day after the draft. And so we were so inundated with draft talk that we skipped a week, but he is back. So we'll go out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline, shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Lee Sterling, sports handicapper. The website is ParamountSports.com, and you can follow Lee on Twitter at Paramount Sports. And I always go out of my way to point out he doesn't pay us to come on, and we don't pay him to come on. We enjoy talking a little bit of gambling, and he's with us now. Hello, Lee.
Hello, guys. How are you?
I mean, we missed you last week, but we had a lot to cover with the Dolphins draft.
Yeah, it was exciting. I thought it was a good draft. The only thing, I would love to have seen him get a running back, but I guess we're going to be throwing the football an awful lot.
And you and I always love to see a Miami Hurricane drafted in the first round of the hometown team. Yeah. You and I love our Hurricanes, so that was fun.
You don't remember how Rhinestone Cowboy came to be the song?
Not really.
Okay, so I was on hold, and you played that before you played another song as the intro, and I told you that Rhinestone Cowboy, one of my friend's father, wrote the song.
Mm.
So
now I remember.
And I think I had like a 4-1 or 5-0 week. And
right. And then we just
the
rolled with
song
it.
For my intro.
And then we rolled with it. And now that's what you're known for. Let's start with the Heat game tonight. Now, we don't know if Jimmy Butler is going to play or not. The last injury report at 1:30 had Jimmy Butler listed as questionable with an illness. He missed the last couple games with stomach illness. Let me see if Ira has updated it since then. No, it's still Jimmy Butler and Tyler Herro questionable. So I know, you know, I give you this game with a little bit of a grain of salt. Heat right now are 6.5-point favorites over the Timberwolves here in Miami.
I don't know how you back Miami here. So with Jimmy Butler, with Tyler Herro, Minnesota beat Miami 119-111 3 weeks ago. It wasn't like they lit it up and shot for 55 or 60%. They shot 51%, 41% from three-point land. I don't know if you want to play a team like Minnesota the last game or two of the season. That's where their young kids usually, their immaturity shows, and they mail in some of those games. But right now, I mean, they are rolling. I mean, they're averaging almost 140 points a game last couple games. D'Angelo Russell playing at a high level, so is Karl Anthony Towns. Rookie Anthony Edwards. These three guys are averaging between almost 19 points and almost 25 points a game. And I'm watching the defense. I was at the Dallas game. Kendrick Nunn, Duncan Robinson, Goran Dragic are not great defenders. And then you have to put in guys like Max Strus and KZ Okpala. I mean, Solana might be a slight upgrade over Okpala. I
guarantee you Solana believes he is.
6.5 points.
All right,
I think
so
Miami's
going to
slow the game
the
down.
On that
Miami's okay. They're not a team that can go up and down the court and score 140, 150 points. So 6.5 points could be a lot of points in a game that Miami wants to make it, you know, win it in a slugfest, something like 108-102, 108-105.
All right, there you go. Minnesota plus points. What about the Marlins tonight? Any action on the Marlins? They're a slight favorite. They've got Trevor Rogers pitching tonight. This kid has been lights out for the Marlins. He was the NL Rookie of the Month last month. He just seems to be a good find. Marlins Brewers tonight do anything for you?
Yeah, well, we're going to ride the Marlins here. So this kid's really turning into maybe the ace. We're going to face a Milwaukee team that's going to go with a bullpen staff. They're going to start a kid tonight that, and try to get, you know, two, maybe three innings out of him. And the Brewers were rolling. They had won 3 out of 4 against the Dodgers, but since then they got swept by the Phillies and Brent Sutter, and then they'll probably go with J.P. Frierson is what I'm hearing. Next in line. I don't think it's enough to beat the Marlins. Marlins found a way. You know, it didn't look good after the first batter until like the seventh inning, but you got to give them credit. They persevered. I just don't know why, you know, some of these managers are taking out pitchers throwing 85, 90 pitches and pitching
crazy.
5-6 innings. You know, it's not like do what?
It's crazy. It drives me nuts. I mean, you remember baseball when I was a kid. I mean, a pitcher would throw 130, 140 pitches, and it drives me crazy how they yank these pitchers.
Happened in the World Series with Snell.
That's right.
Yeah, and it doesn't make sense, and it's not like, you know, you're talking about a guy that, you know, throws 95, 96, you know, miles per hour. You know, Baumgartner throws, you know, 82 to 88.
Right.
And so it's not, I don't think it was taxing on his arm. He threw a total of 85 pitches, and they took him out after 6 innings, throwing 7 Ks and only giving up 2 hits. So we're going to take the Marlins here. I like the Marlins. I think they'll find a way to win again.
All right. I'm going to take that bet. Lee Sterling, again, the website is ParamountSports.com. And I always turn the floor over to you for 3 picks of your choice. Give us something good for the weekend.
Okay, so, you know, in keeping with what we're talking about, you know, the bullpens, I just think that it's tough. I mean, look at one of the games that was played last night. Another game where, you know, it looks like the Angels are going to run away with it 3-0, and then they go to the bullpen and they blow it. They give up 8 runs in 2 innings. So we're going to play a first 5-inning game here. We're going to play the Diamondbacks, who we saw last night, and the New York Mets, first 5 innings, under 3.5 runs, -110. The thinking here is David Peterson's home and away splits as a starting pitcher for the Mets. Pretty stunning on the road. Just 3-4 with a 4.30 ERA. But at home, he's 4-1, and his ERA drops a full point to 3.30. He's a left-handed pitcher that throws a ton of breaking balls, and he's getting a Diamondbacks offense that has just gone absolutely cold in the last three games, scoring four in Miami. Zach Gallen, the pitcher here for Arizona, he's the only true ace on the staff, to be honest, for Arizona. He's coming off his first bad outing of the season. I love to play good pitchers off a bad outing, allowed four runs in four innings. But otherwise, he's been good on the road in his career, has just a 2.52 ERA. I think both of these offenses are due for some regression, and it might already be hitting the Diamondbacks. I see a 1-0 or 1-1 score after five in this one, so we're going to play the under 3.5 runs here in the Diamondbacks-Mets game, first five innings.
All right.
Second play is we're going to play an NHL game. NHL, outside of football, has been our best sport with MMA right behind it. But we're going to play the Philadelphia Flyers team total over 2.5. Now, Flyers aren't going to the playoffs. They're out of the playoff hunt. But the Flyers are at a point in the year where they can mail it in defensively because the bonuses hit on the offensive side of the game. A lot of these hockey players, people don't realize that a lot of money is made in bonuses. So they need goals, assists, points, et cetera, to get those extra six figures in their pockets. Washington in a bit of a bad spot here. They're coming off a massive game with the Rangers the other night that a lot of people saw where they started the game and before they could drop the puck, or as soon as they did, they dropped their gloves and they lost some guys to injury. They lost their starting goalie, their number two center for COVID precautions for the second time this year, and they're still without Alex Ovechkin. So I think they're in a bit of a maybe distracted state here and looking forward to the playoffs or the number two seed. So we're going to play the over 2.5 goals for the Philadelphia Flyers, -115.
All right. Got a little team total there. I like that. Yeah. I wish I had the over on
and
penalty
then we're
minutes
come
the other
back,
night.
Yeah, we're going to come back over the top with our bread and butter, UFC. So we're going to move on to fight night, Saturday night. Now, it starts at 5. This is the fourth fight on the preliminary card. It's got Ultimate Fighter season 27 winner, 29-year-old Michael the Lone Wolf Trezano. He squares off against 26-year-old Slovakian Ludovit Mr. Highlight Klein. So both fighters, impressive records. Trezano 8-1, Klein 17-2. A further look into these records, I think, reveals a lot in this one. Trezano's two UFC wins were by split decision, one against a fighter who was cut by the UFC, the other against an unimpressive Lewis violent Bob Ross Pena. Pena, in fact, was so upset with his performance in that fight, he switched camps. He moved, I believe it was to Colorado. Other than those two fighters, Trezano is yet to defeat a fighter who at the time has had more than four wins. And his last fight against Grant Dawson, he was just totally dominated. He was submitted in 1.5 rounds. When Klein made his debut almost a year ago to the day, I went back and watched as much video as I could on him, and I think this kid is a real talent. I was very surprised he's not being talked about more. He's on an 8-fight winning streak with 7 finishes, the last 3 by head kick. He absolutely, as the young fellas say, murked his only UFC opponent, Shane Young, by head kick punches in 1 minute and 16 seconds. Michael Trezano will be seeing stars Saturday night, and I'm not talking about Beyonce and Jay-Z. We're going to go here with Klein by a stoppage. It's +110 here, and all he needs to do, stoppage, that means either KO, TKO, submission, punches, as long as he wins and it doesn't go the distance, +110, we cash a nice ticket.
Would you sprinkle a little on the -240 on Klein as well, or it's too steep?
Yeah,
for you?
I don't see him losing. He's not losing this fight.
Okay. All right. All right, let me recap his picks, and then I know Crowder has something for you. So here's Lee Sterling. Again, the website, ParamountSports.com. He likes the Timberwolves tonight getting the points from the Heat. He likes the Marlins tonight and Trevor Rogers, -135 against the Brewers. And then his three picks from his arsenal tonight, Diamondbacks and Mets. He likes under 3.5 runs for the first five innings. Flyers and Capitals tonight. He likes the Flyers team total over 2.5. And MMA tomorrow night, Mike Trezano versus Ladovit Klein. He likes Klein by stoppage, and you can probably find that at around plus 110. There are some good picks there. What do you have for him, Crowder?
I was going to ask you, Lee, because, you know, you gamble. You talked about UFC, and the whole hoopla that, you know, yesterday was Logan Paul, Mayweather, and Jake Paul taking right. Mayweather's hat. Do you ever, can you and do you handicap the celebrity exhibition matches?
I don't, but I will tell you that the seasoned boxer is going to win 9 out of 10 times, as long as there's not more than a 20-25 pound weight advantage. So even Mayweather, 44 years old, I think he'll take apart Paul.
Yeah, I think so as well. I mean, if Mayweather is able to avoid the punches of some of the best fighters in history, how is it Jake Paul or Logan Paul? Which one's... How is Logan Paul going to lay a glove on him? I just don't understand it. Are you interested in that at all, Lee? Like, does it appeal to you?
I'm not going
to
buy it. I can tell you that. Yeah. I'm not going to buy it, but it'll be shown. You know, it's Mayweather's fights have been absolutely boring. So,
yep.
I mean, I give him credit for being a technical fighter, but he doesn't interest me at all. So, rather watch two up-and-coming boxers go at it. I mean, there's plenty of really good heavyweights right now. Boxing and UFC is spectacular. You know, I'll pay attention to it if the odds are right. I might step in, but not something that's, you know, where my radar is going ding, ding, ding.
Gotcha. Ocho Cinco's in the undercard, though, Lee, now. What about Ocho?
Who's he fighting?
They were right in front of me at when I was in Jacksonville, so
that's right.
Yeah.
I mean, and this one will be at Hard Rock. All right, check out the website. It's ParamountSports.com. You can follow Lee on Twitter as well at Paramount Sports. Have a great weekend, Lee, and we will speak with you next week.
Okay, thanks, guys. Take care.
There you go, Lee Sterling. I like his picks tonight. I agree with him. Sometimes I don't. I like his rationale on the Timberwolves and the Heat. I think he's right. The Heat would be happy to play just kind of a slugfest game, get out of there with 2-3-4 point victory, and the Timberwolves are getting 6.5. I like the Marlins because of Trevor Rogers. The only hesitancy that I have is what he said there, which is these managers pull these pitchers, and then I'm stuck with Anthony Bass. You know, it's like, all right. So you could have a pitcher. You have a bet, and a pitcher's throwing a gem, and then all of a sudden they go to a suspect bullpen. So it's the only frustrating part about MLB.
It's a crazy thing. When y'all were talking about it, I thought of this, and I won't call the team out. I watched a 9-year-old last weekend, Hawk. A 9-year-old throw 86 pitches, and these grown ass men can throw 90. I'm with you, man.
They can't even throw 90. Like they're yanking them at 70. I just find it ridiculous.
I watched a 9-year-old throw 86 pitches last weekend.
Somebody texts in. I love how Hawk says he likes every bet this degenerate says he likes. I've never heard any of these guys lay out why they like a game. It doesn't sound good. Guy knows nothing. You know that, right? No more than a cat. All right. That's fine. That can be your opinion. He did lay out exactly why he likes each pick, though. You can't say that he didn't tell you why. He gave you the exact reason why he likes the UFC pick. He gave you the exact reason he likes the Timberwolves getting the points. He gave you the exact reason on all the picks. Does any handicapper know more than a normal person? I don't know. Judge for yourself. But sound like you might have a little anger issue there, 359. Relax a little bit.
I'll take Lee over a cat, though, Texter. I won't lie.
I mean, it depends. Cat can have a run.
Is he insulting Rocky? Rocky doesn't
know. No, but like I told you, I'm on a heater right now. I mean, we've won 2 parlays in a row, big parlays. Like, I'm on a heater too. Do I know anything? No, I don't know anything. Yeah, we're on a heater.
There was a World Cup where people were taking advice from an octopus.
Yeah, no, it happens. I mean, there's always like you know, the real handicapper versus the celebrity handicapper. I mean, that happens all the time. So yeah, just relax, 359. I mean, but he did give you reasoning for all his picks. He didn't come on here and scream at you like some handicappers do. All right, I have some stuff to get to in the next segment about the Dolphins draft picks, and in the 4 o'clock hour, I've got to get to this sound from Get Up regarding the Miami Dolphins and the quarterback situation. I find it to be very, very interesting. So we still have a lot of stuff to get to here on the program.
If you love delicious food, you got to go to Delaware Chicken Farm and Seafood Market. This is their 71st year down here. Now, over 70 years of South Florida, giving thousands of families delicious food. If you're not going to Delaware Chicken Farm and Seafood Market, you're the one that's missing out. I've been going for 17 years. It's off the chain, and they have it all. Lamb, beef, veal, pork, poultry, duck, turkey, lobsters, 15 different types of shrimp, 20 different species of fish, some filleted, some whole, some smoked, all the crustaceans, all the crabs, alligators, the venison, frog legs, and all I just rattled off is probably 20-30% of their menu. You got to go to DelawareChicken.com. That's the website, DelawareChicken.com. Find out what you want and call them in advance, 954-983-6831. That's 954-983-6831. Tell them what you want, and your order will be packaged and ready when you get there. You don't even have to cut your car off now. Curbside delivery. Bring it right out to the car. If you want to go inside, now, I love going inside because the staff is so friendly. I know everybody in there. I like to talk sports. I like to pick out which sirloins I want, pick out my mahi fillets, see which, you know, which chicken breast I want. I can pick it all out. You can too. It's not special with me, but if you want to go inside, go inside. If you don't, they'll bring it to the car, but they're going to give you delicious food at a great price. Chicken breast halves right now, only $5.79 a pound. Fresh turkey breast, only $4.79 a pound. Key West pink shrimp, only $12.99 a pound. And Boston scrod fillets, only $14.99 a pound. If you don't feel like cooking, you got to check out the chicken parmesan dinner for two. With pasta, $10.99. Without pasta, $8.99. Heat and serve, and it is delicious. You can trick people now. Take it out of the packaging, put it on a plate, heat it up. They'll thank you. Cook delicious chicken parmesan. Delaware does it all for you. They're located on 441, one block south of Sterling Road. And when y'all get down there, tell them Crowder sent you.
All right, we'll take a quick break and then more Hockman and Crowder.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Now you got a problem and yo, I'll solve it. Check out the hook while my DJ revolves it.
Hawk and Crowder.
So, Crowder, I've read stuff from this dude before. Our guy, Ryan Yousefi, he writes for the Miami New Times. And he kind of writes, a lot of the stuff that he writes is, I don't know, analogous to what we do on the radio, just in the written word.
He's a funny
silly
dude.
Stuff.
He's a funny guy. Yeah,
silly stuff. So he compiled something that I wish I had thought of. Everything you didn't need to know about the Miami Dolphins draft class. This is the kind of stuff that I like. I don't care what somebody runs a 40 in. You know what I mean? I really
yes.
don't.
Yes.
I don't care. I don't care how high they can jump. I don't, you know, I like the little tidbits, little factoids, if you will.
It shows in our interviews.
I was listening yesterday on our best of, and we had Chris Drieger on, and we're asking him goalie questions, and then we get into drinking milk from a bag in Canada and Tim Hortons. And I perked up again, Timmy O's.
You have Tourette's. Like, so far into the interview, I know sooner or later you're just going to...
Right.
What's your favorite restaurant? Like,
you're exactly right. I have interviewed Tourette's. It starts getting too sportsy, and then I'm just like, in an outer water burger.
Huh? Do you fold your pizza?
I wait for it. I wait every interview. I'm like, it's coming soon. We're 10 minutes in.
So Ryan Yousefi compiled some tidbits about the Miami Dolphins draft picks. Here's a few of them. You can read the entire thing at MiamiNewTimes.com, and I find this stuff to be interesting. So Jalen Waddle, he reportedly has a huge crush on Miley Cyrus. He says, "We just report the important news, folks. In my reading about Waddle prior to the draft, one factoid continued to come up. This man was slash is a big fan of Miley Cyrus. We're not entirely sure if Miami's top pick still has a crush on Miley, but that's probably something mainstream sports media should get an answer to immediately. And I accept that challenge, Ryan Yousefi. I want to have Jalen Waddle, and I want that to be the first question.
Lost a little respect for him.
Why? Miley Cyrus, her music slaps, man. I like her music.
She has does he like her music or has a crush on her? Because she is a lunatic.
I don't know. You're right.
Yeah. Come on, Waddle.
If she's swinging on that wrecking ball, come on.
Look at you. Look at you.
Jalen Phillips. He says, Jalen Phillips will wish you a happy birthday for $45 on Cameo. Ryan Yousefi reports in the Miami New Times. I do love that. Is there really anything Miami sports fans don't know about a guy who played for the Hurricanes last season? By now, everyone has heard that Phillips was working on his music while out of football for a year. That tends to happen when you're hit by a car while riding a moped, but that's old news. But do you know what isn't old news? The fact that Phillips will congratulate your son on his bar mitzvah or wish you a happy birthday if you send him $50 on the Cameo app. The man is free of the NCAA chains and ready to profit off his likeness. Secure the entire bag, Jalen, writes Ryan Yousefi. I'm all for that. I believe that collegiate athletes should be able to do that while they're in college. That seems like it would be a perfectly harmless way to generate money off their name and likeness. But Jalen Phillips is on Cameo, but I'm on Cameo. Yeah. Solana's on Cameo, and I got no problem with that.
Financially intelligent young players, I do appreciate that.
There's a couple more in there. I'm going to skip down a little bit. I find this fascinating. After high school, Hunter Long, you've seen him, the tight end. After high school, no one wanted Hunter Long to play football for them. Literally no one. After the new Dolphins tight end Hunter Long graduated from high school, he didn't get a single offer to play college football. So he did a year at a postgraduate school in Massachusetts before some small schools came calling. Luckily, nearby Boston College had some interest, and he jumped on the offer. Now he's a Miami Dolphin, from not being wanted by winless small schools in Nebraska to the NFL. That is quite a ride. I find that to be interesting.
Yeah.
Larnell Coleman, he was drafted late, right? Seventh round,
out of Massachusetts, I think, UMass.
Yeah, offensive lineman, right? Larnell Coleman.
Yeah.
Ryan Yousefi writes, we're not here to judge anyone, but it seems newsworthy that in 2021, the offensive lineman the Dolphins picked in the seventh round, Larnell Coleman, is openly telling people his favorite musical artist is the rapper Fabulous. This is not like being a Biggie or Tupac guy. This is openly admitting that a rapper who peaked in 2011 is the top of the mountain to you. This completely boggles the mind, but to each his own. Now, I don't agree with Yousefi on that one. I mean, you love Pastor Troy. When did he peak?
Yeah. Oh,
like 2002.
95?
Yeah.
Like 2000, yeah.
And then I love this one, too. I think he was a seventh-round pick as well. Jared Doakes. Is he the running back?
Yes.
Yeah, he's the running back.
Last one, Cincinnati.
Yeah.
Something. Yeah, them late picks, bro. I start losing it.
This is what Ryan Yousefi writes. It would probably be a good idea to avoid eating around the Dolphins' seventh-round running back, Jared Doakes. If you make too much noise chewing those Cheetos, you may regret it. When asked before the draft what his biggest irritant was, Doak said it was people who clap their food while eating. Crowder does that. It drives me bleeping crazy. Crowder is the loudest eater. Smacks his lips. He picks at his teeth with paper. And he loves it.
Sounds like he enjoys his food.
Crazy.
I know.
Yeah, but you don't have to do it in a loud fashion.
You know how you air out wine? You know how you pop a bottle of red wine and you let the oxygen get to it and let the flavor out? I let the flavor out of a chicken wing because I... Oh, boy, that's something else.
Disgusting.
I like to I like to talk sexy to my food. Ooh, look at you.
Yeah,
chicken
well,
wing.
Don't do it around me though. And finally, because we're gonna run. Oh, I hate it. And I'll let you know. Stop that. I do it to him all the time. Stop that. Eat quieter. Hey, you gotta go to another room.
Every time we're at Twin Peaks, you yell at me.
It's disgusting.
I just keep riding.
I imagine Crowder is a cartoon character who just puts the whole chicken wing in his mouth and it's just the bone that comes out.
Yeah, he just pulls it out like a... like
you hit it on the head, Steven.
One final one regarding food. Robert Jones, he was an undrafted free agent. Robert Jones, Middle Tennessee State. He says, if you think it's easy to find fun facts about undrafted players out of Middle Tennessee State, you're wrong. What we do have here is something I found interesting. Robert Jones is a huge fan of Italian beef. Have you ever heard someone say Italian beef is their favorite food? Maybe pepperoni or sausage, but just Italian beef in general? My guess is he ordered a lot of Pizza Hut in college, and his favorite topping was Italian beef. I will tell you, in Chicago, Italian beef, like Portillo's. Remember, we were talking Wednesday with the writer from the Orlando Sentinel, where there's a Portillo's opening in Orlando. Portillo's is known for Italian beef. I don't think Ryan Youssefi knows how popular Italian beef is. It's not a topping in Chicago. That is a full-on sandwich. So I think there are people that enjoy Italian beef. A little beef sandwich.
But all Italian right. beef, like, I'm a beef that, fan, but I'm an Italian beef fan. That's kind of
No, but Italian
particular.
Beef, that's... That's no, but that's that. I mean, that is what they serve at Portillo's and a lot of places in Chicago. You get a beef sandwich, but it's Italian beef.
I'm
Italian beef
now.
Is a thing. It's delicious.
I appreciate delicious. This.
So there you go. You can read the entire thing, MiamiNewTimes.com. It's another banger from Ryan Youssefi, who totally understands what interests me. I don't know if anybody else gets interested by it, but it interests me. All right, hurricane season starts in June. We are rapidly approaching June, and here's something that you can do before the weekend is officially upon us. Call my friends at BNT Impact Windows and Doors and get the ball rolling so that PGT Custom Windows and Doors can be a reality in your home, so that when hurricane season rolls around every June, like it will, your home, your family, it's protected. Just like mine, I got PGT Custom Windows and Doors installed in my house. Not only does it look much nicer than it did because we replaced all our old ratty windows and sliders with brand new ones, but it's safe. And our homeowner's insurance premium went down as well. So you can get PGT Custom Windows and Doors installed in your home from my friends at BNT Impact Windows and Doors. But you got to give them a call. I would do so before the weekend is here officially. Call BNT at 954-233-0126. That's 954-233-0126. Or you could check them out online at bntimpactwindows.com. All right, we're taking a break. 4 o'clock hour next on Hockman and Crowder.
You're listening to the Hock and Crowder Show.
Hey, beat it!
Hock and Crowder.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.